Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1682, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. That, but I didn't know how true it was. I know I never missed you until a day or two back. Some of them were saying something about you, and I thought you were in town. And I said, yes, I went off on an experience and had a buck. Got tuberculosis in that country. And he said, well, go ahead and come back here about 6 o'clock. Mr. Black wants to see you. And I goes to the hospital for an examination. And when I got back, the chief told me I was too late. And I told him I had to go to the hospital and was examined. And then he told Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell to take me in a private room, and he will tell you all about what happened in Chicago. They did so, and I told them all that I knew or could think of that was true. After I stated to them everything I knew, Mr. Starnes told me that the only thing he wanted was nothing but the truth. And also Mr. Campbell said the same, and that it was hardly necessary to go over things that were not true. The only thing he wanted was the truth, and nothing but the truth. Mr. Starnes told me if I could so arrange to meet him at the station house the next morning at 8 o'clock or past 8:30, and I told him I thought I could if I wasn't sick, and if I was able I would be there sure, and he said, all right, if you are sick and can't come, I will come to your house. But I come down there and met Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell and Mr. Black, and Mr. Starnes told me to come in there and we could fix it up right away, get Mr. February to take it down, and Mr. Black told Mr. Starnes he thought it would be wise to take me to Mr. Dorsey's office, and Mr. Starnes asked me if I would go to Mr. Dorsey's office, and I told him I would. I went over to the Solicitor General's office, and this affidavit was taken down, nearly all of it being dictated by myself. I have read the same over carefully, and have signed my name on each and every page hereof, and the same is true in every respect.